Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. Back by popular demand, we have with us today the president of the Society of the Four Arts in Palm Beach, Florida, which is 81 years young. We have with us Dr. David W. Brenneman. Since 2015, University Professor Emeritus and Economist David W. Brenneman spent the previous 20 years in various academic and administrative roles at the University of Virginia, and the last 3 years has been at the Society of Four Arts as president. He helped to create and served as director of the public policy program from 06 to 09 and was dean of the Curry School of Education from 1995 to 2007, where he held the Newton and Rita Myers Professorship in Economics of Education and Public Policy. He's now at this beautiful facility that is a beacon of culture and enlightenment in Southern Florida, the Society of Four Arts, and they also have some of the most beautiful gardens in Florida. Now, one program you have is the Esther B. O'Keefe Speaker Series, and this program airs in January, but you have another 4 months to your season. Let's talk about the speaker series. What highlights this series, Dr. Brenneman with the Society of Four Arts?
Well, thank you, Brian. This is the O'Keefe series is probably the keystone of the Four Arts. It's one of the most attractive features of the total program we offer. It amounts to 12 speakers every season, every Tuesday in January, February, and March. So it's quite a lineup. We try to vary the focus of the speakers from the arts to literature to contemporary issues and so forth. So we have speaking this year, just to randomly go through the list, Sally Bedell Smith is opening on January 9th. She's been here before as a speaker. She's a kind of she has focused a great deal on the royal family in Britain and has a recent book out on Prince Charles. James B. Stewart, who is one of the foremost economic and business writers in the country, is speaking in February on Tangled Webs, How False Statements Are Undermining America.
Is that like fake news?
I don't exactly know what he's going to
say.
False statements. I think it's a sense that we have lost a kind of standard of truth in this country, and that you can read and watch. You can live in those parallel, uninteracting worlds depending on the news cycles and groups that you follow. I'm not 100% sure. We don't script these speakers. We wind up with a topic, but I'm never quite sure what they're going to say on it.
Well, I think it's very true. If you look at the difference between Fox News and MSNBC,
NBC,
it's like different planets.
It's like different worlds. Yeah,
yeah.
I think the people who watch one rarely watch the other. So there's no
there is a lack of discourse.
Yeah, yeah. Well, it used to be, you know, CBS, NBC, ABC, when we all got the same story, but now it's a little later in February we have David Ignatius, who's had an amazing life, really, as a foreign policy analyst, as a writer. He's done some awfully well-received spy novels, and then he recently wrote the libretto for an opera. And so he's going to talk about the writing life, what I've learned as a journalist, novelist, and librettist.
He's on Meet the Press quite a bit.
Yeah, he's on a lot of different stations. Very, very sober, very analytical sort of person, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Sarah Lawrence Lightfoot, who is a colleague of my wife's and mine at Harvard Graduate School of Education, when we were there back before Virginia, is coming in to speak. Got a very interesting topic for this clientele down here. It's a book she did a while back called The Third Chapter, Life After 50. What happens in your third quarter of your life from 50 to 75? And she has a number of stories of people who have done remarkable things. Peter Geld, the managing director of the Metropolitan Opera, will be here in March talking about the future of opera.
Mm-hmm.
And then an extremely literate and intelligent speaker, Simon Schama, who alternates between academic appointments in the U.S. and Great Britain, and is a masterful art historian. We'll be talking about the power of modern art. And we finish at the end of March with Linda Fairstein, who was the head of the sex crimes unit in the district attorney's office in Manhattan for more than two decades, and was sort of the model on which the Law and Order Special Victims Unit series was created, then turned to literature and has written detective novels. She'll be speaking from law to literature. So those are some of the highlights of speaker series this coming season.
Well, it sounds very exciting. Now, you also have in the building we're at, which is at 24 Arts Plaza, you also have a theater here, an auditorium.
Yeah, the auditorium is where the Gubelman Auditorium is where the speakers talk. It's a 700 seat auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
We also do our musical concerts there. We have
The live performances.
Live performances.
Well, let's talk about that for the January through May of 2018. What is happening with your live performances?
Well, we've got some remarkable. Remarkable musical groups. We don't have a stage large enough for a huge symphony, but we can bring in chamber orchestras. In December we had actually a local group from Miami, but with people drawn from all over the country,
mm-hmm.
called Seraphic Fire, and they did a wonderful seasonal series. We've got the Christina Pato Quartet coming in. That's a little more hip. Contemporary quartet, the Jolie Lurie Quartet, the New York Philharmonic String Quartet. That's an interesting phenomenon. The number of the major symphonies are starting to produce quartets drawn from the principles of violin, second line violin, cello, and bass.
Is that because it's easier to transport four people with instruments than 40?
Yeah, well, or 80.
Much less costly.
Much less costly. Yeah. And what you get is you get a string quartet made up of premier players that probably, frankly, better than many of the pure quartets that are around. So a lot of the major symphonies are doing this. We're doing a lot on the 100th anniversary of Leonard Bernstein.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have pieces of his work performed. We're bringing in Gil Shaham, who is arguably one of the premier violinists in the world right now. And we're bringing in, very sad, we had Lang Lang, the virtuoso Chinese pianist, all set. He was preparing to record the Goldberg Variations, Bach's major piece. But he was going to do two performances for us in preparation. Before, he wanted to go to smaller venues, perform in front of an audience, but without reviews or any newspaper reporters. But he was practicing Ravel's piano concerto for the left hand, and he overdid it, and he got horrible tendonitis, and so he's had to cancel all his performances this year. So we're missing him this year. We hope to get him back next. We're doing the Curtis Institute on tour. We're doing Elisa Wallerstein, who's one of the greatest cellists in the country. It's, as I say, 25 different live performances, heavily focused on classical, although we'll wind up the season with a bluegrass concert that we do each year in April.
Oh, sounds like a lot of fun. And again, we're talking about the Society of the Four Arts in Palm Beach, Florida, that has been around for 81 years in Lightning, Southern Florida, and many people throughout the East Coast come down to Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Beach, Florida has a unique history of having two presidents of the United States live here 60 years ago, John F. Kennedy and now Donald Trump, both part-time Palm Beach residents. It has great history, great culture, and we're with the president of the Society of the Four Arts, Dr. David W. Brenneman, on the Rusk Report. If you're listening in Buffalo, Montreal, or Washington, D.C., drop us a note. We'd like to hear from you listening to our 50,000 watts of clear channel power. Please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet cards and letters from our Canadian and European listeners. I'd like to thank those who called regarding our recent guest, Ron Zeller, author, Charles Todd, who has spoken at the Society of the Four Arts, who's written 30 mystery novels, and author Lawrence Lamer, who now has had the play performing in Chicago, New York, and Boca Raton called Rose, as Rose Kennedy was a resident of Palm Beach for some 70 years. Coming up, we'll have the minority leader of the New York State Assembly, who's a candidate for governor of New York, Brian Kolb, will be on the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520. A little bit more information about Dr. David W. Brenneman. He was visiting professor at Harvard Graduate School of Education from 90 to 95, where he taught graduate courses on the economics and financing of higher education, on liberal arts colleges, and on the college presidency. And I believe they now have the former president of Hobart is going to serve in a part-time position over at Harvard now.
Is that right? Yeah, they usually like to have a former president on the league.
President Guerin is now going to Harvard.
Perfect. Good.
So we're very happy to have back by popular demand our guest today, Dr. David W. Brenneman. Now, there's a program here that we'll be over with, but I'd like to talk a little bit about it because there's a movie out right now on Winston Churchill, and I've always looked upon him as one of the greatest leaders in history, a man of great courage. You can remember his speech, never, never, never give up.
Right.
Well, let's talk about, because this program is airing on the 27th of January, if you could tell what took place with Winston Churchill.
Well, we've had one of the other activities of the Four Arts, again, from the very beginning, was to have visiting art exhibits, and we have two this year, both quite distinctive. The first, which is mounted in December and through the middle of January, was a treatment of Winston Churchill's paintings and memorabilia, Much of it drawn from the museum in Westminster College in Fulton, Missouri, which where they have a where the Iron Curtain speech was delivered, and they've made much material available to us. So we have not only paintings. And he was a remarkably good painter. We've got about 25 of his paintings, but also books and letters and films and photographs and copies of the talk that he gave at Westminster. It's a remarkable exhibit, and this seems to be the year of Winston Churchill. I have seen in the last 3 months three films on Churchill, one just called Churchill, which we saw on a plane flying to Prague in October. Then we did a reprise of the Man for All Seasons, I think it was called. It was filmed from 2002. And then we had an opportunity because Edwina Sands, who is Churchill's granddaughter and helped us mount this exhibition, and she's a Palm Beach resident, she was able to get us an advance screening of The Darkest Hour, which we made available to our members before it actually opened commercially in Florida. So there are three movies out there on Churchill right now, and people seem to be they're flocking to this exhibition. The second exhibition we'll be mounting in the latter part of February and March is a remarkable exhibit of artistry by a woman named Isabelle de Borchegrave, who is a Belgian artist, and she makes incredible full-size dresses and costumes out of paper. It's just
because we've had Arnold de Borchegrave, who may be related, who was vice president of Newsweek on this program. He passed away a few years ago, but he was a count. So
could
maybe,
be, yeah. Sure.
It's the same spelling.
Yeah. Well, she is
Belgium.
Belgium, yeah. In fact, the Belgian council is a gentleman from actually has a consulate office from Belgium in Atlanta. He's bringing an entire group of people from Belgium over to see the exhibit. I haven't seen these items in person yet, but they'll be arriving soon. And it's just how she does it is beyond me. They're literally cut out paper, then painted, and they stand up and they're stiff. I think they've probably been lacquered, but anyway, it's going to be a one of a kind show. I don't know anybody else who does this kind of work anywhere in the world. So that's an important feature of what we do at 4Arts, bringing in art exhibitions each year.
Wonderful. A little plug here before we get back to Dr. David W. Brenneman, president of the Society of the 4Arts in Palm Beach, Florida. Western New Yorkers love their traditions, and the Ampol Legal has been writing about Polish-American traditions and events for over 50 years. News and features from a Polish-American perspective can be found in this weekly newspaper, as well as recipes and a calendar of events. Don't miss out on the next cultural presentation or polka dance by reading the Ampol Legal. The Ampol Legal is available in many Tops and Wegmans stores. For home delivery, call 716-835-9454. That's 716-835-9454. They have the latest news from Poland and Polonia in your mailbox each week. Now, the Society for Arts has a big budget. It costs a lot of money to have these international speakers and performances. If somebody on the East Coast of the United States, as we reach 17 states, would like to give $10 or $10,000, how should they make the checks and where should they be sent?
Well, I think the simplest way to do it would be to go to our website, which is simply www.4arts.org, and there you will find not only a full portrayal of our program for the year, but a link to how to contribute. And I think that you can do it through credit cards or checks or any of the normal ways, but that's the fastest way. We are supported heavily by contributions, as you indicate. Our annual budget is about $8 million. We have a membership base. We are a membership organization, oddly enough, but we're also a 501c3, and everything we offer is generally available to the public at large. But our members are among our most stellar supporters, and they give generously. I would say, if you look at our budget, well over half of it is from contributions. We have a $36 million endowment right
now. That's great.
We have four buildings, and we are renovating our library as we speak. We have two remarkable libraries. We are technically the public library of Palm Beach Island, and as such, people, whether they're members of 4-Arts or not, make heavy use of the library. We also have a fantastic children's library, which is just enormously popular. We have, the entire second floor of the building, our main building in which we're speaking, is given over to the children's library, and we have probably 12 to 13,000 children stream and their parents streaming through here every year for a variety of programs, Easter egg hunts, Christmas paw programs. This weekend we had a Jewish group in here doing kosher food preparation for the holidays. Mm-hmm. Just a remarkable program with a couple of brilliant children's librarians.
Well, it's a wonderful children's library because when my kids were small, they used to be coming over here all the time. So it's a wonderful place. We encourage all our listeners to the Rusk Report on ESPN AM 1520 to give and give generously to the Society of the Poor Arts in Palm Beach, Florida. For those who have just tuned in, our guest is Dr. David W. Brenneman, President of the Society of the Poor Arts in Palm Beach, backed by popular demand, as we taped him some time ago. If you have any thoughts or comments, if you're listening in New York, Toronto, Buffalo, or Northern Florida, please write to Brian Rusk, ESPN Radio, 500 Corporate Parkway, Suite 200, Buffalo, New York, 14226. We always greet letters from Canadian and European listeners, as we have received letters as far away as Scandinavia and New Zealand. A little bit more information about Dr. Brenneman. From 83 to 89, he served as president of Kalamazoo College, a liberal arts college in Michigan, and was a senior fellow at Brookings from 75 to 83, specializing in the economics of higher education and public policy towards education. Our guest today, the president of the Society of the 4-Arts in Palm Beach, Florida, Dr. David W. Brenneman. Let's talk a little bit about an exotic program you have here, very important, world-renowned, the Bolshoi Ballet. Could you tell us what is planned for that at the Society of 4-Arts in Palm Beach, Florida?
Yes. Let me embed that in the context of a series of HD live performances that are presented in our auditorium. These are the filmed versions that are made available. Many people around the country are familiar with the Metropolitan Opera simulcast, and we do 11 of those each year, so you can see practically the entire Metropolitan Opera series live on HD in our setting. We also do other groups in a similar way, the Bolshoi Ballet, which you asked about, and also the National Theatre of London. The Bolshoi this year did, we've already seen Le Corsair, The Taming of the Shrew, which is set to music by Dmitri Shostakovich. We have Romeo and Juliet, the ballet coming up in March, Giselle, and The Flames of Paris. So we do five Bolshois, and we are doing, in the National Theatre series, we've done St. Joan. We did Peter Pan. We have Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf coming up in late January. Oscar Wilde's Salome. Peter Schaeffer's Amadeus. And Tom Stoppard's play Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are Dead. One amusing thing about the National Theater is all of those obviously are presented in English. But the accents are such that I swear our audience misses about a third of the dialogue in some of the plays. It can be very hard to, almost like people have said we ought to have,
subtitles?
Subtitles for some of the English material.
Now, one thing that you have at the Society of 4-Arts are these workshops, classes. and I know the late Barry Ingham, who is a good friend of mine, performed here a number of times with British Theater, and my neighbor in Palm Beach, Paul Noble, who is head of Lifetime Television, has spoken here, and Charles Todd, who I taped recently on the Rusk Report, had a workshop here. Let's talk about these workshops and speakers you have, these lectures of people who are so well accomplished throughout the world.
We have, in addition to the programs we've been discussing, which go back many, many years, 40, 50, almost to the founding of the Four Arts, a very recent addition to our portfolio is an activity called Campus on the Lake, which is in our newest building, which was a renovated junior high school building, which we were able to take over and transform. It was the brainchild of my predecessor, Urban Duggan. And in that setting, which is viewed as an education center for adults, we bring in numerous local speakers. We've had everything from Jorge Sanchez, who's a major horticultural garden expert in town. We had a talk on Bunny Melon. In light of the Churchill meeting, we have a gentleman named Alan Watson coming from Great Britain to speak about Churchill's legacy. We've had speakers about William Buckley. We have, I'm going to be interviewing in late January, Henry Kaufman, who is a, those who followed Wall Street in the 70s and 80s know of him as the premier spokesperson on interest rate trends. Mm-hmm. He's done a book on tectonic shifts in the financial markets, and we'll be seeing that. We also have classes. We have a small, if you will, adjunct faculty who teach courses on British history, mm-hmm. on the arts, on opera, on how to listen to classical music. And then we even have bridge classes. We have beginning and advanced bridge classes, as many of the residents of the island love to play bridge. John Pohanka, who is a resident here, is an expert on Richard Wagner. He speaks regularly. Alexander Dreyfus will be a part of our series, another local resident who's had an amazing life in photography and electronics. So it's a rich mix of opportunities. We have visiting artists. We have Alex Shundy actually coming from your New York State. He's been here now for 3 years. He's a brilliant artist and teacher of art, so his classes are just oversold, overbooked. Can't get enough of him. He's also a wonderful producer of Italian dinners, which he cooks for the staff regularly.
I'm sorry we have to bring the Rusk Report to a close. We've learned so much about this beautiful treasure in South Florida. The Society of the Four Arts in Palm Beach, Florida, our guest has been Dr. David W. Brenneman, who's the president of the Society of the Four Arts in Palm Beach. We urge all our listeners to give and give generously. Special thanks to Donna Sprunger, who helped arrange this program, with Kevin Carr, director of production, for the past 15 years. Thank you for enlightening us about this jewel in Florida, the Society of the Four Arts, Dr. David Brenneman. Have a great week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.